Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Asculți Antreprenori care inspiră, podcastul în care aducem în fiecare săptămână alături de noi antreprenori din România și din diaspora, sportivi de top, traineri, coach, proprietari de afaceri și tineri antreprenori aflați la început de drum. Acest episod a fost realizat cu sprijinul Zencaster, platforma pe care eu însumi mă folosesc de ani de zile pentru a înregistra și crea podcasturi. La finalul acestui episod îți ofer mai multe detalii despre cum să-ți începi propriul podcast. Hi team. First of all, it's a pleasure for me to know you. I know your content, your tools you developed over the years, and I also had the possibility to actually use them, and I'm honored and it's a pleasure to have you here and be able to talk with you. Once again, thanks for accepting my invite.
Oh, it's an absolute delight. I love doing podcasts. What I think is great about them, Florin, is the fact that they sort of sidestep the mainstream media, which is very sanitized and people don't, it's highly filtered. But with podcasts, you never know what you're going to get, what little gems you're going to pick up, or who you're going to reach. So I think they're great, and I think it's brilliant that you're doing it.
Tim, I would like to talk about your application, the Orpheus Mind Technology application. First of all, for everybody who's listening to this podcast, what does actually the Orpheus Mind Technologies application?
Well, more or less anything that you want to change in terms of your mental landscape can be undertaken using the tools that Orpheus Mind Technologies have available. The typical uses are to target negative, what I would call negative or unwanted emotions, the kinds of things that don't sit comfortably with any of us, anger, frustration, fear, anxiety, upset, sadness, grief, guilt, all sorts of different things that very often we drag around like a ball and chain for years, depending on what's happened to us, trauma as well. There are tools that allow you to, in the privacy of your own home, and usually in a very short time scale, to clear those things out, almost as though they weren't ever there. But there are other tools that allow you also to work on things like belief sets. Most people are familiar with the idea of affirmations and that those can be and self-talk and that those can be used in order to change the way you may see things or feel about things. We've got tools that do a similar job but much more powerfully. As I think you know, I am also my background is as a hypnotist. And one of the things that is a bit of a frustration for people like me is that if you're using hypnosis in any kind of sort of therapeutic or context in order to help other people, you've either got to record something which is just does a particular job. That might be, get rid of your spider phobia or whatever. But once you've used it, it's totally useless to you once your phobia is gone. Or if you want something interactive, then typically people are having to go and see other people in order to get that kind of input. What the Orpheus app does is it allows people to deliver suggestion to their subconscious mind in a way which is very, very powerful, which allows you to create change very quickly. So the tools that they have allow you to do all sorts of things. There are tools for various different kinds of addictions and compulsions. There's just all sorts of stuff. I think most of the problems that people have in any kind of mental health sort of perspective, there are things there which should at least help. Very often it will solve a problem. Depending on what the problem is, it may just be that you are able to improve it.
Okay, Tim, but actually, how does it work? Because, you know, since it's an application, many people say, okay, I have the application on my phone, but the application cannot change my brain like this way. So basically, how does the Orpheus technology work?
Okay, well, the sort of ins and outs of exactly how it works are a little bit complicated for a podcast. I could spend days on that, but to illustrate the principle,
yes,
what I would say is this, that you could read a book, and by the end of the book, you could be thinking about something in a completely different way. You could attend a lecture or watch a TED talk, and at the end of that talk, you could find yourself thinking in a way that you weren't thinking before. So or you could have a conversation with someone. And sometimes someone will say something to you which is very, very profound, or they might ask you a question, and it leads you to think in a completely different way. And all of those things illustrate the tremendous power of language in terms of the way we represent reality itself in our own minds. And so the Orpheus tools, they make very, very extensive use of language. But rather than it being something like a book or a talk, it's designed to affect you very quickly and very profoundly. So it's a bit like language on steroids. It's a difficult thing to explain. I know that you're somewhat familiar with the tapping tools that we've got. So one of the tools that Orpheus Bound Technologies have is what's called a negative emotion destroyer. And its purpose is to just obliterate a negative emotion attached to something in particular, whatever that may be. And actually, I could give you an example of how it's been used in trauma. But that also includes tapping, and it includes specific sounds, which are sort of click, click, click sounds or a tone. But they also encourage you to carry out certain movements with your hands. And you can think of that as being almost like typing information into your subconscious mind.
Exactly.
In a way which totally bypasses any interference from your conscious mind.
Yes, yes. Basically, I have some experience, but with an older version of Orpheus, the previous version that I used. Today's one, I didn't use it for now, but I will test this. And what can I say is that, first of all, it works. Sometimes I had to use it several times, but usually for any kind of event, if I use it once, twice, maybe three times, and it will just erase the negative feelings, whatever it is. But for some stuff which I had from my childhood, I had to do it like several times, like five times, six times, maybe. Uh-huh. But it works. You explain for somebody who don't know anything about the Orpheus. Basically, they use the application, and there is an audio track which is constructed in such a way that can actually, I don't know how to say it, interfere with the memories of the brain. I think mostly with the connected feelings for memories, like when we have negative memories, it can help just erase the feelings, the negative feelings.
Yeah, that's right. And once they're gone, typically they don't come back. And certainly that's what the science has shown, because we've been working with some neuroscientists and psychiatrists. Mm-hmm. And they've they've actually trialed these tools. It's probably better to think of it as making a disconnection.
Exactly.
And I like to think about the old-fashioned telephone exchanges, where you would have rows of telephone operators. And if you go back far enough in time, when you wanted to talk to somebody on a particular number, there'd be a person on a switchboard that actually moved a cable from, you know, this particular socket to a different socket, and that would literally connect you to that telephone. Obviously, modern telephone exchanges work in a similar way. They just removed the requirement for it to be manned by people. But there's a connection between one telephone and the other telephone, the sending telephone and the receiving telephone. And obviously, once the call gets started, there's a dialogue. But that's very much the way our brains work as well. One thing becomes connected to another. So if somebody experiences something traumatic, then that thing becomes connected to a feeling of anxiety or trauma. Years and years and years ago, when was it? 1989, I was hit head on in a car crash by a drunk driver. The police reckoned that we collided head on at about 90 miles an hour. So it was a very, very significant impact. And it took me nearly 2 years before I could drive a car and not feel anxious about it. So in a split second, car and being in a car became connected to a feeling of anxiety. And what's happened there is that the brain has made a connection, a new connection, car anxiety. Whereas previous it was car safe, now it's car connected to danger. That obviously happens very, very quickly. People can become traumatized in a matter of seconds. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that you could do this, as long as you can figure out how to do it, you should be able to do the reverse, so that you disconnect it from danger or, you know, this is something that I need to be anxious about, and you plug it back into safe. And that's basically what the Orpheus app is doing with that negative emotion destroyer. It's literally rewriting that neural connection. And if you've used those tools, what you'll have noticed is that you bring the context. So it's like a single tool with a million uses. So you can use the same tool on a trauma, you can use it on something that you feel angry about, something that upset you, something that you feel sad about. You could use exactly the same tool on all of those different things. And that's because when you're using that tool, you have to think about the thing that happened, you try to feel the feeling, and then your subconscious mind, which is what's processing the information that's coming in, knows exactly where to make that disconnection. So that the more you focus on the things which are very, very specific to that problem, as you use that tool, the quicker and the more rapidly it will clear it out.
From my experience, if you use it a few times, maybe, but the effects are permanent, more or less. And I did that with events that usually triggered in myself anxiety or anger. And I had this for years from my childhood, and in a few uses, I just disconnected them. And sometimes it's interesting because I'm in the same trigger, in the same type of event, but I notice myself, it's like I notice myself, I'm not actually behaving in the way I did for so many years. And it's funny. It's like I see myself and I wonder how it's possible. In the beginning, I don't do it the way I did it for all my life. It's different. My behavior, It's very different. So it's permanent, the change.
It does seem to be. Certainly that's what the neuroscientists have pretty much concluded. If it's okay, I'll talk very briefly about the study that they did. There's a neuroscience clinic on the other side of the world that took an interest in these tools, and they were using an earlier version of what Orpheus has. So not quite as evolved, not quite as developed, and it was a translation into another language, which also makes things a little bit more difficult for me because I had to do the editing. But what they did was they used it with people who had a clinical diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder who had not been responsive to other treatments. So all of these people had been traumatized and all of them were still experiencing those symptoms of trauma. And they did they limited it to just a 30-minute self-applied intervention, which meant that they could use the tool twice. And what they found was that every single person on that study saw a significant improvement, which lasted, it stayed. And with just a half an hour's treatment, very close to a third of the people on that study no longer qualified for a clinical diagnosis of PTSD.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's all. So their post-traumatic stress disorder was just cleared out. They did follow up informally for about 6 months, and there was one person, by my recollection, whose trauma did begin to reappear, but that was because they'd been re-traumatized because of an earthquake. But other than that, yes, it did seem as though the effects were essentially permanent, as far as one can tell.
At least as far as the stimulus, the things that happen to you are normal. For a normal life, a usual life, nothing. Tim, what kind of issues can Orpheus Mind Technology solve?
That's a really difficult question, Florin, because there are just so many of them. And the reason why I sort of stopped in terms of answering that question is because these negative emotions sit at the heart of so many different problems. So if somebody is struggling with feelings of low self-worth, there are what I would describe as negative emotions there. If somebody is dealing with an anger problem, there are negative emotions there. If somebody is dealing with something where they feel anxious about something, there are negative emotions there. And practically every sort of psychological problem that people might go and see a counselor with will revolve around feelings. Unless people are feeling unhappy, they don't seek help. So if you could make a list of all the things that you could go and see a counselor for, or that you might go and see a therapist for in terms of, you know, how you're feeling, then these tools could be applied to essentially solve those problems. There are just so many uses that it's a really difficult question to answer.
What about cravings and compulsions?
Cravings and compulsions, again, because they are feelings, yes, you can, for the most part, deal with those. Actually, Orpheus has a slightly different toolkit there, because the sort of normal emotions that I would call dark or negative, these angers, fear, worry, anxiety, those kinds of things, they're all dealt with by a single tool, which you can apply to any of those things. In terms of things like compulsions, there are some very, very specific tools. So we've got some tools for alcohol cravings, and they are specific to that use. And the reason they're specific is because there's a lot more in terms of complexity to why somebody might be drinking. The same with drugs, the same with gambling, the same with smoking nicotine-based cigarettes. There are specific tools for those which exploit similar principles, but they are very, very focused on those particular areas. We do also have one which I created for compulsion, where people are feeling compelled to view pornography. And that one does work in a very different way. So that's not got this tapping element. It works in a completely different way. But, you know, so for certain things, we've got these very specific tools. Oh, there's another one for junk food compulsions. So things like cakes, sweets, chocolates, pizza, the kinds of things that, you know, everybody knows aren't particularly good for them, but most of us end up eating from time to time. There's a very specific tool for that.
Okay, so basically you can work with them, you can use Orpheus and work with them and like clear them, let them go.
For the most part, that seems to be the case, yes.
And how is this different from like something like mindfulness, for example?
Okay, well, with the Orpheus tool, you sort of face things head on. Mindfulness it essentially teaches people to focus on the present, to be in the moment, and to sort of mentally exclude all of the things that have happened to them. The problem with that is that many people can't do it. If you've had a traumatic childhood, then you're going to view the world in a particular way. If you've had a lot of bad relationships, or difficult relationships, either romantic or, you know, some other way, then you're going to view relationships in a particular way. And no amount of focusing on the present is going to change that. Right. So really what the difference is that instead of doing what my friend calls creeping past the graveyard, which is essentially what mindfulness is all about, what you do is you address the things that are creating those unpleasant or difficult problems in the first place. So if you're viewing relationships in a particular way because of the things that have happened to you, then it's very useful to be able to go back and to reprocess those things so that you no longer think about them in a negative way, that you can go into a relationship expecting a different kind of outcome. And so it's a very, very different kind of model, really. Mindfulness is about essentially ignoring the things that have happened to us. But it's not a very, you know, I know some people find mindfulness helpful, but it doesn't change the things that have happened to you. And we are all the sum of our experiences. And there's no getting away from that.
It's true, mindfulness doesn't solve your issues. You still have them. You may try to ignore them and to think they don't exist, but you have them in yourself if you don't solve in a way or another.
Yeah.
Orpheus application, can it be used to improve the mental well-being in teams, organizations?
Well, I would say definitely yes. I mean, certainly there are some businesses that are using the Orpheus tools for that very particular reason. But I'll give you a few examples. So in terms of a team, you might have somebody on your team at work that you particularly dislike or that has done something that really annoys you. And every time you see them, you feel a bit like this. That's not good for team building. And it's certainly not good if you want to work in some kind of harmonious way. It's really, really helpful if you can get rid of those feelings. And Orpheus allows you to do that by using the negative emotion destroyers. In terms of team dynamics, that would be a really, really simple way that you could use those tools. Another way that you might use them is that, you know, somebody may feel a bit insecure about offering an opinion in a meeting, for example. But yes, the person who's feeling very, very insecure about their own ideas and the value in them may also be the person on that team who's got the best ideas, who could be the most useful member of that team if only they felt more confident about opening their mouths and sharing their thoughts about things. So in terms of that, that person could use these negative emotion destroyers in order to essentially eliminate those feelings of anxiety, or at least significantly reduce them, so that they then can share their thoughts, their ideas, and everybody benefits. You know, so there are two examples there, but there are countless different ways that you could use these kinds of tools in that kind of context.
Yes, everybody benefits, and besides that, they feel much better working together. In the end, Tim, how can people access Buy actually or and try the application?
If you go to Google or any search engine, I don't use Google myself. I probably shouldn't say that, but I tend to use DuckDuckGo because it's a natural search engine. I find it brings better results. If you just type in Orpheus Mind Technologies, it will take you to the Orpheus website. And from there, you can access the Orpheus Progressive web app, which basically runs on you can run it on any device, a phone, a tablet, a laptop. Most people use it on their phones because they have their phones with them. And very often people will, sometimes they're using them at their office desks if they have to sit there during a lunch hour. I was talking to someone just yesterday who's in Canada, and they are using it. Not one of the tools that we've actually talked about. Well, actually, we sort of have talked about it, but they fortunately have had a very, very positive experience of life, and they said that they're not really burdened by any negative baggage. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but they certainly don't seem to think they are. So they're very concentrated on how to improve things even further, and they're sat at their desk using these tools during a lunchtime. Some people will go outside and sit in the car or, you know, whatever. But people find it handy having it on their phone. And the beauty of it is it just takes a few minutes. And that's intentional because most of us are not rich in terms of time. Life now seems to be very, very hectic for most people. So the fact that you can get results with this short amount of immersion in this is most people find it useful.
Exactly. It's like 10, 15 minutes, more or less, but I guess it depends for everyone. In the end, thank you for everything. I know that I'm biased because, you know, I worked with your tools, and I really hope some other people will listen to this and they will be inspired to test it at least. Once again, thanks for taking the time and thanks for all this talk and conversation.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, Florin, and I really appreciate it. It's a delight to speak to you.
Am înregistrat acest episod cu sprijinul Zencastr. Este platforma de înregistrare a podcasturilor pe care eu însumi o folosesc de ani de zile și prin care am înregistrat sute de podcasturi. Dacă te gândești să începi un podcast, o poți face cu ajutorul Zencastr. Folosește linkul florinosoga.ro/zenca pentru 30% reducere la primele 3 luni și 14 zile de testare gratuită. Repet, florinosoga.ro/zenca.